career sucks.
Sex just isn't the same.
What's my purpose?
Where did this fat come from?
My relationship is killing me.
I'll never be happy.
My debt is piling up. I'll never find love. Why can't I be like other gay guys? Hey guys, it's time to get a grip, stop whining, make a bold move, and do something amazing with your 40 plus gay life. Let's get to the show with your Tell It Like It Is host, Rick Clemons, who does his best to never act like a dick or a diva unless you act like one first.
Hello, 40 plus gay men, gay talk family. So glad to have you back for another episode. And guess what? I hear you. I see you. I know some of the pain you're going through. And one of the things I hear the most from gay men who either come into my practice or casual conversations or responding to my videos or this podcast is, I'm lonely. I wish I had somebody to talk to. I can't seem to find friends. I wish I had more friends. I wish I just even had one person that I felt like I could talk to. And of course, the flippant answer that most people say is go to a therapist. Just go to a therapist. Well, that covers some of it. But what if you just had someone you could lean into? And someone that was just there, that's all their purpose is just to hear you. Well, my good friend who's been on my podcast throughout the years, at least two, three, I don't know, this could be four or five times. Adam Lippin is one of my buddy who has just, he's found ways to create amazing businesses that address the human condition. Everything from when he's founded the Cuddlist to his newest venture, hearme.app. Which is basically addressing everything I just brought up. He's helping people connect to people when they need to be connected to people the most. And I'm really looking forward to having this conversation because I know this is an epidemic in the world, but specifically even more so, I believe, in the LGBTQ community. We need to be able to connect. And I'm so excited that you're here, Adam, to start talking about this and to share your versions of why this came into being. I kind of know because I know some of the backstory, but I'm glad to have you here, buddy.
Thank you. And it's great to be back. And I appreciate you very much. So it's funny when you were speaking, our tagline is everyone deserves to be seen, heard, and validated for exactly who they are. And, you know, so hear me, just essentially what it is a peer support platform where it's designed for anyone that wants to get something off their chest in real time to have a listener available for them. The listeners are empathetic people that go through a rigorous training program in empathetic listening and reflective listening, active listening, et cetera. But we're by design not clinical. We're subclinical, which means we're designed to help people just be with people as they go through life, right? And everyday challenges, hopes, fears, desires, sorrows, et cetera, et cetera. So that's who Hear Me is. It's an app. You can download it. But, you know, loneliness, according to the Surgeon General, is the number one health crisis facing our country. There was an article in the Wall Street Journal today about the degree of loneliness across all different populations. And in fact, the city of San Mateo, California, has labeled loneliness a health crisis in their county. So a big deal across all populations. And the LGBTQ, I'm gay, obviously, and I'm going to talk about gay men for a minute. You know, I started my last company, which is a cuddling platform, Cuddlist, to specifically address issues relating to gay men in the sense that, you know, gay men can sexualize. It's hard to be held and to hold someone without having it to be sexual and just have that experience of closeness and feeling connected to another person. That's a beautiful, magical experience. And so that we have that company, you can do it. We have amazing practitioners. But the reality is, you know, it wasn't $80 plus for a session. And I wanted to create a way for everyone to be able to connect instantly, very affordably with someone who can get them and be there for them. And so we have a particular program now with SAGE, which is Senior Action Gay. It's the largest LGBTQ plus organization in the country. It got started in the 70s and it's amazing. And so if you, anyone here, just go to sage.org and you can get a link where you can use Hear Me for free because SAGE, it's a client and their mission is to address issues relating to LGBTQ plus elders. So you don't have to be over 65. You can use it at any age, and it's fantastic. So Gay Men, my experience anyway, I'll speak from my personal experience and then what I've learned. We have a very hard time. It can be very problematic for us to be honest and share what we're going through without. So basically, a lot of us feel like we're losers and we're not, you know, we haven't sort of got that ability to connect with other people in ways, and we don't have networks. As some of us don't have a network of people that we can rely on. And even if we do have a network of people we can rely on, there are times where we just want to be, all of us need to feel that we are, our life has meaning and value, and that our words and what we have, what we think and what we want to say, it's important to get it out. And so having someone to reflect back with you that's not going to judge you because they're queer or they're, at least an ally, is really very cool, because you don't have to worry about sort of code switching, and you know that person, there's an intuitive understanding that they'll get you. And so we connect people in that vein. And so we're doing it with SAGE, Senior Action for Gay Living, and it's really exciting.
Well, and the beautiful thing, and I want to just make sure everybody gets the URL. So you said sage.org, it's sageusa.org. And I love what you're doing there, buddy. Because here's the thing. And as soon as you sent me the press release on that, I'm like, you know what? There's even more to this story in so many ways. What I know, I'm a 60-year-old guy. I'm very blessed to have a wonderful husband and children in my life and all that sort of stuff. I know you have a husband and child as well. And so we're kind of blessed, because there's a less probability that we're going to enter into our later years in life and feel that extenuating loneliness. But what's interesting is this can be a continuation of what we have felt as LGBTQ people our entire life, this sense of loneliness, because we've been told you can't be who you are. And then when you do finally come out, there's people who abandon us. So then there's loneliness that gets on top of that. Then we enter into our amazing, beautiful community, which in ways can be a lonely place too, because if you don't look a certain way, you don't have a certain lifestyle, blah, 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 money, all. So then suddenly you hit your quote senior years. Or you hit those moments where maybe you had a partner and suddenly for the first time in your life, you don't. I mean, I have a few guys that are interact in my world and they're widowers. And we've had some interesting conversations like, what does it feel like at 50 years old as a gay man to be a widower? You know, one of them actually was 39 when his husband passed away unexpectedly. All of these things are driving the beautiful desire. And I'm going to use the word need. I rarely use the word need in anything I talk about, but there is a need right now to feel connected, to feel somebody is listening, to feel somebody has got your back. And this is why I was so excited when you showed me what you were doing, because it is addressing a long-term issue that we feel in our community every day, in every way. And so I'm glad to see this happening for Sage. I'm also going to encourage anybody who's listening. You don't have to be, you know, part of Sage. Go check this out, because too many of you guys, and I am kind of get on my soapbox here, boys, for a few minutes. You're creating some of your loneliness yourself by isolating, by feeling like you don't fit in the community. But guess what? This is where having somebody that can listen to you and hear you can start to heal some of that pain. And Adam, yeah, that is what I'm excited about, is that you're giving people a way. And I also am excited that it isn't because it has to be clinical, see a therapist and all this. You're training people how to be those empathetic listeners and simply just be simply a hearing, listening ear. That's excited about.
Well, thank you for saying that better than I did. And, you know, one thing I'd like to say is that you are not alone in your loneliness. Loneliness is an incredibly personal, deeply personal experience where you feel, you know, energetically, it has a sensational quality to it, right? Mm-hmm. Also universal, right?
Yep.
Loneliness is a universal experience. There, you know, study after study after study shows that over 50% of the population is lonely. All of us from time to time are lonely. And the added problem, so gay people face two, there's a stigma of being gay, right? And there's all of that sort of like, you know, built up trauma that many of us have from facing the world, right, as a gay person. And so there's that. And then there's a stigma against loneliness, right? So you feel you have some internal bad feelings based on things that were projected onto you that you've worked really hard to work through. And many of us have really done an amazing job working through it, but we still live in this world, right? And then we have we're actually starting a campaign called End the Stigma of Loneliness. Like there's been a really good campaign since COVID, past couple of years, to end the stigma for mental illness, right? And I think people that have mental health challenges are feel less stigmatized and able to get support around it. But the stigma around loneliness is still there. And loneliness is a human condition as well as a personal experience, and there should be no stigma around it, right? Yeah. And you allow yourself to tell someone, hey, I'm lonely, I'm feeling really shitty, I don't have a boyfriend, you know, my whatever it is, right? That person is going to feel what you're saying, right? It's human. They're going to make that connection because you're speaking honestly, right? Mm-hmm. What you're going to feel paradoxically is this little bit of a sense of less loneliness, right? So as you share your feelings, and that you can be sharing about loneliness, you can be sharing about any aspect of your life. But when you share your truth with another person that you know is not going to judge you, right?
Yeah.
There's a personal quality of sort of like a relief. And there's also that universal quality. And therefore, your life can become a little bit better and you can be there for other people. So maybe where, you know, by practicing having conversations with someone in a safe manner, then maybe when you're at the grocery store, you see a cute guy or whatever, you'll say hello and you'll smile because you'll have that learned ability to sort of communicate and maybe it'll give you more confidence. So we're here for you. So hearme.app, go to Sage. It's on the banner. You click on it and you're there.
Right. And what you just brought up is another piece of this puzzle. And maybe it's because I just recorded a podcast about this, but being able to talk to someone is a very vulnerable experience. Like, here's what I'm feeling. Here's what I'm experiencing. And even when you have a partner, it's very vulnerable because you're showing your truth. You're living out loud and in such a vulnerable way. Like, this is, I'm afraid to share, but this is what I'm experiencing. And you're like, okay, well, what if they think I'm weird? Or what if they're like, oh, get over it. You know, which we've all had those experiences and situations. But the beauty of this as you were talking through that, Adam, to me is it also teaches you how to be open and vulnerable and to realize there's no judgment. There's just being able to have these talks. Now, what I find interesting too, is the more I've worked with people in my world about being able to open up and be vulnerable, it is super empowering to your point. You may then feel like you can say hello to somebody that you see at, you know, a restaurant or shopping in the store or whatever it may be, or you see a guy walking down the street and you strike up a conversation with him. Maybe you see yourself for the first time like, oh my gosh, I guess maybe I could be out there dating. But maybe the conversation you had with someone on hearme.app where you said, I feel like I'm so alone and I can never find someone to date. And, just a conversation around that, getting it off your chest. You said that, you know, when you first started talking about it, it's like, let's get it off our chest in real time when you need it most.
Yeah.
We all know, I think most of us, if we really think logically in our heads, that holding stuff in and letting it stay in is not healthy. And then it explodes and it comes out in weird ways. In the most extreme cases, it can come out in some very bad ways. Thus the reason, you know, we have some of the mental health issues we do in this country around gun violence.
Yeah.
Many things can be healed by just being able to say, here's what's going on with me. And I just need somebody to listen.
That's absolutely true. And so, you know, maybe some of the advice that you get, like go join a club or whatever, maybe that might be daunting for you. It's a great idea.
Right.
Like, how do I do it? Right. So there's I love the expression crawl, walk, run. So maybe hear me is your crawl, right? Maybe me, it's anonymous, by the way. So through this anonymized app, you can share what you're going through with someone, no pressure, right? Just right. And that can be a first step. And you're building a muscle, right? You're learning, you're getting something out, and then you may feel better. And then you may want to, you know, then take it to the walk phase, right?
Right.
And you know, so, and then you can go back to hear him. He's like, listen, I tried that, and the guy, you know, told me to fuck off or whatever it is, right? But you know, the thing is, the thing is, because what happens, loneliness makes us feel really alone, right? And what happens for that is then we think our experiences are very unique. The reality is our experiences are universal. I know when I put my head to the pillow at night, I have roughly the same fears, anxieties, desires, you know, et cetera, as pretty much everyone in the world, right? And the situations may be different, but the feelings underneath it are not. Right. So, you know, I have many, you know, straight female friends in their 50s and 60s that never, you know, had the relationship. And the feelings they have, I think, is very similar to a lot of feelings gay men have. Right. Mm-hmm. I think it almost be a lot worse because there's a lot of societal pressure on them, you know, getting married, having children. And the feelings are the same. Our situations may be very different. You know, they may not have had sex in 30 years where, you know, I or, you know, the typical gay man might have had 4,000 sexual encounters, but that feeling of loneliness and emptiness is the same feeling, right? So all the situations can be different, and being able to share what you're going through with someone is so critical, and it's so important, and it's here for you, and it's free. And, you know, Hear Me is designed to be non-clinical, to just connect people, and then let's see what happens.
Mm-hmm. I love it that it is that stigma-free, barrier-free sort of experience. And what I find interesting about this, and I'm probably going to get some people pushing back as soon as I say this, and I'll get my lovely little hate mails, and that's fine. I it's all opinion. We reach to other apps to connect, to be heard, to be seen. We all do it. Well, I don't care if it's Instagram, Facebook, Grindr, Scruff, Adam for Adam, whatever it is, you know, any of the dating apps out there, Hinge, you know, Go Fish, all, we're doing this to connect and to be heard and seen. And then we get disappointed. And then we wonder why it's not working for us. Well, guess what? Here's one that you're going to be heard and seen. You're going to be heard.
You practice and then you'll be more successful on Grindr. Who knows?
Right. Exactly. Exactly. And, you know, it's interesting because I have often sent clients out from my work and said, okay, you need to go work this muscle. This is the muscle you need to go work. And oftentimes it will be like one of my clients, more than one. One of my clients, I said, why don't you go create an Instagram account about all these fantasies that you have about what you would like to do for your work, you know? And he said, oh, that sounds interesting. I said, but you don't have to make it public. Just go create it. Because the whole point of it was getting him out of his head and into it in a different space. And he made a comment like, you know, I'd really like to create a gay adult summer camp that isn't just all about, you know, the sexual energy and everything, but like all these other things that we could do. I said, then go create that account and let's look at it. It was one of the best experiences he ever had. And I was so blown away when he came back the next week. I'm like, oh my God, wow, 200 Instagram posts here. But, you know, he was just like posting photos, like, you know, but each one of them had a really interesting purpose because what it did, and I asked him this critical question, and I said, so working on this project, how much were you on the rest of the apps? He goes, what do you mean? I said, well, like, were you on Scruff? Were you on Grindr? What, you know, he goes, I didn't even think about that. I didn't get on those once this whole week because I was so excited about this. Yeah. So again, we're retraining our brains to do different things. And it's such a powerful thing. In fact, it's a weird correlation I'm going to draw here. But after my stroke over a year ago, I had a lot of issues with vertigo. And because of compacted healthcare and everything in the area I live, I literally just was able to go see a doctor about the vertigo. Well, of course, the vertigo is pretty much dissipated at this point. But when I was working with the physical therapist this week, it's mild. She goes, but yeah, I can notice a few things. But she goes, I'm going to give you some exercises to retrain your brain. And I knew we were getting ready to have this conversation. And I'm thinking, hear me is just another way of retraining our brain to believe we can be connected. We can not be lonely. We can find somebody to talk to.
Right.
We have to do the work. We have to start doing the work. And I feel like what you bring into the world and what you bring into, you know, everyone, but especially into our own community, and especially, you know, with the Sage connection, I don't want to just talk about just being the older people, because I think Sage is for everyone. But what a beautiful way to retrain our thoughts around loneliness, isolation, feeling accepted, feeling connected. You're encouraging people to use a different muscle and retrain their brain and their thoughts around how they get to show up in the world and how they get to connect with people. And to me, that's what's really beautiful about what you're doing, man.
Thank you. You know, Albert Einstein is pretty smart, said kind of what you said. And he said, you can't change a problem with the level of consciousness that created the problem.
Mm-hmm.
Look at loneliness as a problem. And I don't love the word problem because it suggests that there's something wrong with you where it's a human condition, right? But if you look at it, if you're in that sort of like rut, or that's you're stuck in that space, the only way to get out of that space is to get out of it, which is why yes. people say, well, go to the gym or take a walk or, you know, do something, get out of your head.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
What the getting something, but, and which is all great, take a walk, go to the gym, do all of that stuff. I mean, I'm a big proponent of that, but if to Rick's, what he said earlier, the stigma-free, easy, anonymously getting something off your chest can literally change the level of consciousness that you've been living in. That mm-hmm. simple act, right, of saying, hey, this is what I'm feeling right now, and having someone saying back, I get it, I've been there too. And then getting into an honest back and forth can change your life. As ridiculous as that sounds, right?
Yes.
Can change your life. I mean, I could testimony after testimony. It can shift the way that you perceive yourself and perceive the world. Mm-hmm. So it can have real consequences. And you know what? You go on, hear me. You use it. You don't like it. It didn't work for you. Well, you've spent nothing. You've given up a few minutes of your time.
Right.
And you've given it a shot. And then you can at least say to yourself, hey, I tried something. Right. And you'll feel better for giving something a shot. And then maybe through that experience of this not working, something will come up in your brain. But well, maybe I'll try this. But by taking an act, you know, take an action, let go of the results. Very like sobriety thing, right?
Right.
Take an action, let go of the result. Take the action. I think a lot of times, you know, gay men, we put so much pressure on ourselves that we're afraid to say hi or do something because we're afraid of rejection or afraid of the response. And we forgot yep. about the response, right? I mean, I'm at the point in my life now where I can, you know, I'm basically feel like I'm invisible, right? As a gay man, I'm kind of invisible. And and like I can sort of, and that to me, when I started to feel it happening, was most it was awful. It was a really bad feeling, right? And
right,
now
right.
I can sort of laugh about it. Like I can sort of like I reframed the way that I have that experience. And there's something freeing about feeling free about that experience.
Right.
So we have So that's it.
Well, I also think too, this you know piece you just brought up about the invisibility, it's like there's some power there. Like, okay, as soon as we realize, I hear everything you're saying. In fact, I interviewed another guest just recently about, you know, bridging the generational gaps in our gay community, like really understanding why it's important to have gay elders as mentors and to really, and then vice versa, like the elders being able to understand the Gen Zers and the millennials and like their perspective on the world instead of it being this divisive thing. But part of being able to connect, and as you were talking through that, this could help you like bridge some of those gaps too. Hey, somebody heard me. Also, I think it lowers, because there is a stigma, I believe there's a stigma, around people who use traditional therapeutic means to work through stuff. Oh, you have a therapist? Oh my goodness, something must be really wrong with you, you know, unless you're in LA and you know everybody has therapists. And I'm just joking, guys, but... this could be the thing that helps you go, okay, this is kind of working. Maybe you have a fear of like talking to a true therapist, but some of this probably needs to be worked out through therapy, but you're like, I could never do that. Well, maybe hear me is your bridge to really going to that next level. I know there are people who come to coaching because they're like, oh, okay, you're going to help me get from point A to point B. It's all about the goal. It's about the results. Cool. But even then, Adam, there are times that I'm like, you know what? This is really good. I'm glad you're here and I'm glad you're taking this step, but here's my next assignment. I want you to book a session with a therapist, not because I don't want to work with you. That is not it. But there's things that you're bringing up that I feel are better served in the therapeutic realm. And I'm not that guy. So I think, again, you're opening a doorway here to help people like who may be on the fence about, ooh, do I need this? That here's a way to test the waters of what is it like to be in those intimate settings and have these intimate conversations when you feel like, I don't want anybody to know my stuff.
Yeah.
I also really appreciate about this, man. And maybe it's because, you know, we met over, you know, when you were first starting the Cuddlist and everything. I think one of the most beautiful things that I've seen come about, and I'm not saying Cuddlist was the reason it all came about, but the openness that I see in gay men being to say, I just want to cuddle. This is what I want. On the apps, I see it all the time now. Like, I'm just looking to cuddle. And to have that beautiful inspiration of being able to say, this is my truth and own it. In fact, I was talking to a guy the other day who was potentially going to start coaching. And he says, I'm so tired of every guy, gay guy, thinking it's about the transactional sex. And we had a good conversation around that. He goes, what I really want is somebody that I can start the relationship with and get to the point where I really just want to cuddle with them before anything else happens. And I said, then why are you not saying that? He goes, well, I do, but I get rejected. I said, guess what? That's not about you. That's about them. That's everything about that other guy. And I think, again, tying all of this together, whether it's learning how to be cuddled and held in a space without it being sexually driven, whether it's being able to vulnerably open yourself up and talk about what's really going on with you in a space that's safe. And it's not like you're screwed up, you're fucked up, you need it, you know, all that. These are the beautiful circles that you've created, Adam. And I'm so proud to have you as someone I know and have been on the journey and watched you do this, because you're creating pathways for people who feel I am so misunderstood to realize they are not misunderstood. They are truly who they're meant to be. And that to me is one of the biggest powers of what you've done with both HearMe.app and the Cuddlist.
I'm actually tearing up because having it. So A, thank you. And B, you know, having my purpose reflected back in a way that someone else is experiencing it is so powerful, right? Mm-hmm. I could read my bio or a press release and I feel disconnected from it. But having someone reflect it back to you is very powerful. And it brings me back to HearMe, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Have what you're feeling reflected back to you. It's very meaningful.
Yep.
And to your point about cuddling, it's like cuddling's a new sex, but it's like, ask for what you want. And if someone is a no to it, say, thank you for taking care of themselves. Thank you for taking
care
of this guy's on ground, whatever. And he said, well, I really just want to cuddle. And the other guy wanted to do something different.
Right.
Thank you for taking care of yourself. I was able to honestly share what I want. You're able to honestly share what you want. And then maybe you're on that app and you can say to that person, have a great day. Be fine with you.
Exactly.
Right. So you can have.
I mean, it's like the guys who are like, I'm a side, you know, and my buddy Joe Court kind of is the guy who coined that phrase and now it's being used a lot. But I'm like, what a beautiful thing to say. This is what I'm into. Nobody seems to have a problem, so to speak, of saying I'm a top or I'm a bottom. But man, you throw in a side or you want to cuddle. Oh, what? Something's wrong with you. No, there's nothing wrong with this is what that person enjoys, you know. It even gets down to the point of, you know, now we're getting kind of off track here, but it's a similar parallel.
We're not
people who are like, it's only, you know, I only want masculine, I only want femme, I only want, okay, those are all preferences. Guess what? Somebody just wants to be seen and heard. That's a preference. That's what they're saying. This is what's important to me.
So you're bringing up something really fantastic, right? So here's an exercise for those of you who are on Grindr, Scruff, whatever, right? When you're expressing what you want and they're expressing what they want, and generally then what happens is if there's not a match, like people are ghosted. There's no like a bot, right?
Right.
Say, it's great talking to you anyway, right? Yeah. Practice there. If you don't want to go to practice on Grindr. Say you're having this conversation. It feels transactional. Make it not transactional by just saying, hey, I hope you find what you're looking for. Or I understand.
Exactly.
You're looking for. Practice that. And I promise you, if you do that, then maybe your experience on Grindr will feel differently for you.
Yep.
Right. Because you have the ability to maybe make someone, it's like there's such that transactional nature and it becomes almost like an addiction. It's like automatic, right? And it's like get into that space. Well, so when you're in that space, flip it by saying, hey, hope you find what you want. You seem like a nice guy, you know, whatever.
Exactly.
So that's a challenge for you. But I
also feel like that's a piece of like, you know, an interesting piece of hear me.
Right.
You're hearing the other person.
Yeah.
They're hearing you. And when we hear each other and we don't react, okay, let's kind of bring that little piece in before we wrap here. But if you're not reactive and you respond in a very positive way of, hey, that I'm glad that works for you. That doesn't work for me. I wish you the best and have a good day. Okay, however they react to that, that's on them. That isn't on you. But I can tell you the diminished energy that I feel, not necessarily just in those situations, in many situations, when I go, that's interesting, or, oh, that's not something that I see myself, you know, doing, but good for you if that works for you. I wish you well with that. I take my own energy so much instead of, let's go after this. Let's fight. Right. Because all it is charged energy that actually doesn't do any good. You're wasting so much energy by getting charged against these things versus just accept what it is.
Grindr coaching next project. Cause it's true. Yeah. It's like if people are on those apps and are, you know, hours.
Right.
If all of those little tiny little nothings that you forget about 3 seconds later become something a little bit more meaningful.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So hear me.
It's all about making things more meaningful. I mean, everything you've done is about making things more meaningful.
Yeah. Thank you for that. So listen, I love you, dude. I think that you're really, you know, just having this podcast, giving voice to gay men over 40, you know, is powerful. I mean, so I'm throwing it back at you, right? The work that you're doing is very important and very powerful because people see themselves in the interviews that you do. They feel validated of their experiences because there's always universality. When people are honest, there's universality. And when you're honest, you're essentially being there for someone else, right? So for that Grindr experience, hey, good luck. Nice talking to you, whatever. You're validating that person.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to feel that energy even through the text experience, and then you're going to feel better yourself, right?
Absolutely.
Well, so
I appreciate that, man, so much. It's interesting because I have a girlfriend, straight girlfriend of mine, and she listens to this podcast all the time. And she's like, oh my God, I listen to Rick's podcast. I learn something all the time. And it's such an interesting thing, kind of bringing it back to like, if we just hear each other and listen to each other, the wealth of growth, knowledge, and ability to be empathetic is really powerful. And I think that's another piece of the hearme.app that would be a huge proponent of. You learn also how to be empathetic and listen and hear someone else when you go through these experiences.
It's so transformational. So I really invite you to try it out.
Yeah.
Practice being honest if that's a thing for you, or practice putting something off your chest. And, you know, I remember this guy, Reid Hoffman, who started Cuddle Party, and he said something, and he's like, you know, I'm afraid to go to, you know, when you're nervous about something, go to a party, you're nervous. So you go to someone and say, I'm really nervous. This is really uncomfortable for me to say hi to you, but I'm practicing, right? That simple act, sharing truth, can be the person, who knows? They could say, well, you're a loser, or they could say, I feel the same thing sometimes, right? Yeah. But you're putting yourself out there. And when you put yourself out there, I think with all honesty, then you change your rejection, quote unquote, into the other person taking care of their needs and themselves, because we're all different. So allow that person to then share their truth back to you. So you have a lot more power than you realize, and a simple conversation can change your life.
Well, buddy, thanks again for bringing it. And thanks again for putting stuff out in the world that makes a difference. I'm so excited for you. And for those of you listening, if you want to go check it out on Sage, the URL is Sage, SAGEUSA.com. And then if you put a slash hear me, HEARME, that'll get you right to the page where you can go check it out. And
or on the homepage, there's a banner ad that says
there is a banner there too. Yeah. So either place you're going to find it. But thanks again so much, Adam, for being part of my world, bringing stuff into the world that makes a difference. And who knows what's next? I'm sure in another 6 months to a year, you and I will chat about something else. But I kind of like the idea. Maybe we should do a Grindr app.
I wish people were spending that much time on here. Could you imagine all those hours of every one of, even if 10% of those, you know, back and forth interactions with all these anonymous people became something where you spread a bit of joy, you know, hey,
a bit of joy,
you know, have fun, good luck, whatever, right? And make the, and, because that other person's in the same friggin' stupid head you're in, change. Poof. The conversation shifted. You then at that point have related to yourselves as individual humans as opposed to, you know, transactional creatures.
Exactly. Well, thank you again, buddy. I can't wait. Everybody, please go check it out. I think you will be amazed. Even if you don't think you need somebody to talk to, guess what? We all do. There's times when I need somebody to talk to. And it's like, okay, nobody's here. Who could I talk to? So anyway, thanks again, Adam, so much for being here and doing what you're doing, buddy. Appreciate
Thank you. Thank you.
That's a wrap for 40 Plus. Gay men, gay talk, where size doesn't matter. We drop our bullshit, get over our screwed up fears, make bold moves, and live life without apologies. Don't forget to join us on Facebook at 40 Plus. Gay men, gay talk, where the conversations continue.